The text for this Good Friday address is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 46, the final words of Christ from the cross. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we meditate once again on the suffering and death of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, teach us how to face our own death, and so teach us to truly live. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Jesus dies with a prayer on his lips, a prayer in which he addresses his heavenly Father, a prayer in which he entrusts himself into the Father's loving hands, a prayer in which he looks forward to his Father's vindication. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. On this Good Friday, as we meditate once again on our Lord's suffering and death, as we meditate on this final prayer of our Lord, we learn not only of the significance of the death of Jesus, but we learn how to face our own death. As the Passion Hymn says, "It is finished, hear the cry, learn of Jesus Christ to die." Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. For as you are in Christ, God is your Father. You have been entrusted into those same loving hands, and you too can look forward to his vindication. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Notice first of all to whom this prayer is addressed. It's a prayer to his Father. It's actually a prayer originally from the book of Psalms. From Psalm 31, verse 5, you will read these words, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." But Jesus adds one word, doesn't he? He adds that one simple word of address at the beginning, "Father." Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And we're reminded of how so often in Jesus' life his primary orientation has been to his Father in heaven. That the very first words recorded from our Lord's mouth by St. Luke is when he was 12 years old in the temple. And he said to Mary and Joseph, "Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house?" And so we could say that for Jesus it begins in the Father's house and it ends here in the Father's hands. And in between, what we see in Jesus' life and ministry is him regularly going away by himself to do what? To pray. To pray to his Father in heaven. The Son of God in human flesh, by the Spirit, praying to his Father. This is what energized and animated the life and ministry of Jesus. And perhaps most strikingly, along the way, Jesus invited his disciples to share in this unique relationship to his Father. He taught them to pray. He said, "When you pray, say, 'Father, you disciples, come and share in my sonship. Call God your Father.'" And now as he approaches death, this life which has been lived before the Father, doing the will of the Father, coming to reveal the Father, now his attention turns even more strongly to his Father. As he prays in the garden, "Father, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, learn of Jesus Christ to die. For you who have been baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are children of God. God is your Father. He has sent the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, "Abba, Father," so that as you face death, you do not face a great unknown. You do not face a meaningless darkness. You do not face the devil, and you do not face God as an angry judge, but you come to meet your Father. You come as the prodigal son returning home. The prodigal who, remember, the father said was dead, but now is alive. The prodigal who comes into the waiting hands of his Father, ready to embrace him. "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." So first it is a prayer to his Father. But next consider how this is a prayer of entrustment, a prayer of commendation, a prayer of committal. After all Jesus has endured, this is astonishing. That his final words are ones of entrusting himself to his Father. After the pain and the torment, the shame and the mockery, the loneliness and the isolation, after it has all passed, in this final moment, Jesus could have said any number of things. He could have lashed out against his persecutors. He could have given in to despair. He could have resigned himself to the apparent hopelessness of the grave. He was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. But instead, at the moment of his death, he entrusts himself into the hands of his Father, knowing that he is safe there even in death. Remember what Jesus said elsewhere, that of those the Father has given him, no one can snatch them out of the Father's hands. As I hear these words of the Father's hands, I can't help but think of my own experience as a new father to small children. There is nothing more precious that a father will ever hold in his hands than a newborn child. And as a father holds that precious life in his hands, it is with a mixture of sensitive, loving, gentle care and ferocious protection. And here in the moment of his death, Jesus commends himself to the loving and protective hands of his Father. In the Jewish tradition, this prayer from Psalm 31, it was in fact part of the evening prayers. And so among the various things that faithful Jewish people were taught to pray before they went to sleep were these same words, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." Scholars even speculate whether it could just be possible that this very prayer Jesus prays from the cross, he learnt at his mother Mary's knee. Sort of like many of you were taught to pray something like this when you were children. "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray thee, Lord, my soul to take. And in the Christian tradition as well, in the final prayers of the evening called Compline, it also includes this verse, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." Martin Luther had his own paraphrase when he said, "Into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things." There is something about the nighttime that engenders these prayers of commendation to God. It is as we go to sleep that we are vulnerable, that we lose our conscious awareness, that we are not on guard anymore with our own strength. And so in this ancient way of thinking, every night is a little death. Every morning is a little resurrection. And we train ourselves for our final moment of death by commending ourselves to the Father's hands each and every night. And we can know they are safe hands, because Jesus has first entrusted himself to the Father for us. Remember why Jesus came. He came born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law. He came to assume our humanity. He is on that cross as your representative, as your substitute. He entrusts all to the Father, and so in this prayer, he entrusts you to the Father. Your past, your present, your future, your life and your death. It is entrusted into the Father's hands. And so we can pray, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." It's a prayer to his Father. It's a prayer of entrustment. And then finally, it is a prayer for vindication. When you go back and read Psalm 31, from which Jesus is quoting here, it is the prayer of an innocent person who is suffering. It is the prayer of one of God's righteous people who is being attacked from all sides. It's the prayer of a person who, in circumstances that appear like God has forgotten him, still trusts that God will rescue, still trusts that God will redeem, still looks to God for vindication. It's the prayer of an innocent sufferer. Do you remember what the centurion said right after Jesus prayed these final words? "Certainly this man was innocent." And it's possible, it's even likely, that Jesus did not just pray this one line of the psalm, but the whole psalm from the cross. This psalm which goes both to the depths of lament as well as the heights of confidence and trust. So on the one hand, this psalm has lines like these: "My strength fails because of my misery. My bones waste away. I am the scorn of all my adversaries, a horror to my neighbors, an object of dread to my acquaintances. For I hear the whispering of many, terror all around, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life." And so we can hear how this psalm would have come to mind for Jesus as he hung on the cross. But then on the other hand, this is a psalm which looks to God in hope, which also has these lines: "I will exult and rejoice in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction. You have taken heed of my adversities. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love, Do not let me be put to shame, O Lord. And here's how the psalm finishes. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. So as our Lord Jesus took these words of an innocent sufferer on his lips and lamented his suffering, he also looked forward in hope. He looked forward in trust to the vindication he knew his Father would bring. This final prayer looks forward to something else. It looks forward to what God is going to do next. He commends his spirit to the Father, knowing his body will be laid in the tomb, but knowing the Father is not finished yet. It's a prayer which looks forward to resurrection. That vindication of the Father, of all that his Son has done in his life, of all he has done in his death. And so, dear friends, learn of Jesus Christ to die. As you face death, because of Jesus, you too can look forward in confident hope that the Father is not finished with you yet. Not because you are innocent, but because he was innocent. Because he took on himself the just punishment for our sins. Because his death atones for you. Because his blood cleanses you. Because he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So that as you are in him, Jesus prays for your future redemption. Your future vindication. He prays for your resurrection. And as an ambassador of Christ, I entreat you this day, be reconciled to God. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. He calls to his Father. He entrusts himself to those loving and protective hands. He looks forward to vindication. And in his death, we too learn to die. And in learning to die, we learn how to truly live. I close with the words of our final verse of the final hymn we will sing in this service. Be thou my consolation, my shield when I must die. Remind me of thy passion when my last hour draws nigh. My eyes shall then behold thee, upon thy cross shall dwell. My heart by faith enfold thee, who dieth thus dies well. God grant it to us for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.